الحمد لله وحده وحده بوحدة موحدا بوحدة موحدا بوحدة وحيدة لا شريك له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ولا جلد ولد بلد جسد له أما بعد.
فيا أيها الناس.
My dear respected Muslims, from the inception of mankind, from the time Allah Rabbul Izzah created us, till the time where we breathe our last breath, we are in a constant struggle. There is a constant battle taking place between us and two things. One is between us and our nafs, our carnal desire, and the second is between us and shaitan. Allah Rabbul Izzah told us in the Quran with regards to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and their stories, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that there is lessons that can be derived from the stories of the prophets. So the lesson we'd like to take from the 8th juz of the Quran is one of the greatest lessons that can be taken from the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Iblis. Because we all understood that in this game, in this battle, in this contest between us and Shaitan Iblis, in order for us to overpower him, overwhelm him and beat him, we can't be like him. If a person has an enemy, the first thing the person tries to do is to abstain from the bad qualities his enemy has. And the single greatest element which destroyed Iblis was the fact that he had pride. The lesson of the 8th juz of the Quran is the lesson we will take of pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with his companions, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, and he tells them, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ دَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. That, oh my Sahaba, oh Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that individual who has an iota of pride in his heart won't enter Jannah. We'll repeat the hadith again. Rasulullah ﷺ said, that individual that has an iota of pride, an atom of pride in his heart, won't enter Jannah, لا يدخل الجنة. So one Sahabi who was around the Prophet, he gets worried. And he says, that, O Messenger of Allah, إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسن. That, O Messenger of Allah, a man wishes that his clothes be nice. ونعله حسنة. He wishes that his shoes be nice. So does that mean that this individual also has pride because he wants to dress in a nice manner? In this day and age, we'll say if a person wants to wear Gucci shoes or Louis Vuitton shoes or a Versace shirt or an Armani shirt, does that mean that this individual has pride? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he defined pride for us. And he tells this Sahabi, no, Al-Kibr and pride is what? Two elements. Two elements which will be classified as pride. And those two elements are, number one is to disregard the truth. To reject the truth is the batrul haqq. Batrul haqq means to reject the truth. And the second element of pride is ghamtun nas, to think of people as low. You know me, brother, I am something. Is a sickness and a disease we have today, where a person, he may be financially very well off, he may be driving the best car, he may be wearing the best clothes, he may have the most money, no problem, alhamdulillah. But the moment this becomes a means for him to look down upon people, then he has pride in his heart. And this was exactly what shaitan done. Allah Rabbul Izzah in the 7th, in so many surahs in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Sa'd, Surah Al-Isra, so many times he goes through the story of Iblis and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he gathers the malaika and he tells them, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ تِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. That, O angels, I am creating a human and a being from clay. When I blow his soul into him, then all of you fall in prostration. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. Look at the emphasis Allah brings. Allah says the angels, they all prostrated. And then on top of that, Allah says all of them, أجمعون, together, they prostrated in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. إِلَّا إِبْلِيس, except Iblis. Abba, he rejected. He had pride. And he looked down on Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he tells Allah, "Oh Allah, خلقته من نار خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين." Oh Allah, how can I prostrate to Adam? You created me from fire, you created him from clay. Oh Allah, fire is a stronger element than clay. How can I prostrate to him? أنا خير من, he said it clear, I am better than him. And what was the end result? He was deprived and he will be deprived from Jannah forever and ever. Hadith of Bukhari, that one individual is walking, and as he's walking, بينما رجل يمشي في حلة تعجبه نفسه. For example, in this day and age, we'll translate it as a guy is walking with Gucci shoes and a Gucci outfit, and all of a sudden he's feeling himself that I've got that swag, I'm wearing Gucci. And whilst he's feeling himself, an element of pride comes into his heart. So that man in that time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was wearing a beautiful outfit. Pride crept into his heart. What was the end result? The earth opened up and the earth swallowed him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith of Bukhari, he says that فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will continue to sink into the depths of the earth till the day of Qiyamah. An element of pride in the heart, and look what was the outcome. Take the example of once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting around his companions. أَكَلَ عِنْدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِشِمَالِهِ. My brothers, sisters, when someone tells us something which is correct, don't be afraid to accept and admit you are wrong. This element of pride makes us think, when the truth is being told to me, I have to disregard it because look at who is telling me. That's why don't look at who is telling you what they, look at who, don't look at who is telling you, look at what they are telling you. We need to understand that this pride, Rasulullah is sitting with his companions, one man is eating with his left hand. One man is eating with his left hand, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "Kul bi yaminik," eat with your right hand. So then the man says, "La astati," I can't do it. I can't eat with my right hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "La astata," you will never be able to eat with your right hand. He was able to eat with his right hand, but only out of pride and arrogance he rejected the order and the advice of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah told him, eat with your right hand. He had nothing wrong with his right hand, but he said, I can't, I've got a problem. Rasulullah said, you'll never be able to eat with his right hand, and he became crippled from his right hand. He was never able to use his right hand ever again. Why? That element of pride, not being able to accept the truth, not being able to accept I am wrong. We insan, we weak, we are a composition of weaknesses and mistakes. Don't become like shaitan and say, I am something. I am something, I am someone. Do you know who I am, brother? Talk to me with respect. You know who you and I are? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. There was a time when you and I were nothing. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. There was a time when you and I were zero, we were nothing. Allah made us into something. And now we are using this to build pride in our hearts. You go to the shop and you get something and the person doesn't, you know who I am, brother? Do you know where I work? Do you know how much money is in my bank? This element of pride destroyed Iblis. Let's take a look at, for example, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam goes to his people, Thamud. وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Thamud, they were the people of Salih alayhi salam. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Oh my people, worship Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. There is no ilah, no deity, no God for you except Allah. What did they do? قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا بِالَّذِي آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. They had arrogance and takabbur and pride in their hearts, and they said, we won't believe and we disbelieve in that which you believe. What was the outcome? فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةِ. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. They were destroyed. Look at Qarun, powerful man. Look at Fir'aun, so powerful, he claimed to be God. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your God, the Most High. How powerful must he have been?
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ.
Musa a.s. brings them proof after proof, evidence after evidence.
فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ.
They had pride, arrogance. What was the end result of Fir'aun? Go to Egypt and you'll see his end result. That being who was, I am your Lord, I am something. Look where he is today. Did his pride and arrogance get him anywhere? We need to understand, at the end of the day, we are nothing but mere slaves of our Creator. Live a life of servitude. Live a life understanding we are nothing except a composition of weaknesses. And at the end of the day, nowhere in the Quran and Sunnah has it said your wealth will determine your place in society, or your job will determine your place, or your status. Only one thing will determine your place amongst people, and that is, as Allah Rabbul Izzah told us in the Quran,
إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ.
The most noble from amongst you is the people of taqwa. Rasulullah is going with Mu'adh bin Jabal. He's taking Mu'adh bin Jabal to the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. He's sending him as a governor to Yemen. And when he comes to him, he tells him, Oh Mu'adh, when you come back to Madinatul Munawwara, maybe you won't see me again. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu immediately knows that this is an indication from the messenger that I won't see the messenger again. Rasulullah tells him, Oh Mu'adh, inna awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. The people that will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, did Rasulullah say the people with the most money? Did he say the person that wears the best clothes? Did he say the person that drives the fastest car? Al-Muttaqoon, the people of Allah. The people who had taqwa, consciousness, awareness, fear of their Creator. And anyone who has this, is impossible for them to walk like they are something.
وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا.
Don't walk with pride and arrogance on the land. You see some people, mashallah, they have a nice walk. Every time they go in, they have to stamp their heels to let people know, I'm about. The main man is here, the boss is here. Brother, you're not a boss, you're nothing, you're zero, I'm zero. The only differentiating factor between us is, let's see who's got more taqwa of Allah in their hearts. Let's learn to be humble. Rasulullah said, and it's so amazing, people like to have pride so they may become known and their status may become elevated amongst people. That's 100% contrary to what our Messenger said. Rasulullah said,
Man tawada'a lillah, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ.
Whoever has humility for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. But the reality is, we've left the words of our Messenger. We don't know them, so how are we going to act upon them? So the lesson of the 8th juz of the Quran, there were two main elements which destroyed Iblis. One was kibr and pride, and the second was hasad and jealousy. Inshallah, if we reach Surah As-Sa'd and we go through the story of Adam alayhi salam, we'll speak more about the jealousy aspect. But the lesson of the 8th juz of the Quran is, don't have pride and stay humble. Be humble in the way you talk, in the way you walk, in the way you carry yourself, in the way where you're never ever scared to admit you're wrong. I made a mistake, okay, sorry brother, I'm wrong. But sometimes we make a mistake and we so much pride, we can't say, I made a mistake, I was wrong. My judgment, I came to the wrong conclusion, sorry, I'm wrong. We can't do it. Why? Because we've got this element that shaitan has got, we've got it in us. And that can be a reason why we don't get entered into Jannah. The person who will be humiliated the most on the day of Qiyamah will be who? The person who had pride in this world. Rasulullah was the greatest amongst people. You want to know the tawadu, the humility of Rasulullah? People in this day and age, if they got money and they got dunya, they walk like they're something. Rasulullah, the greatest of creation, is walking. A man would grab the hand of Rasulullah and Rasulullah, he'd start taking the messenger of Sallallahu with him. Rasulullah wouldn't say, don't grab my hand, do you know who I am? He would hold the hand of the messenger Sallallahu, and the Messenger would walk with this man wherever the man took him. And then Rasulullah would only take his hand away from the man's hand when the man took his hand away. This is tawadu. Rasulullah was given the option, O Messenger of Allah, do you want to be a Nabi and a messenger who is a king, who has massive palaces and kingdoms? Or do you want to be a prophet who is a slave? بل نبي عبدا بل نبي عبدا بل نبي عبدا. I wish to be a Nabi and a slave. يأكل كما يأكل العبد. One day Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was eating and a lady or an individual walks past and they see the messenger and they see that he is sitting in a manner in which a slave sits and eats his food. So they think, how can this man even be a messenger of Allah? That was the level of humility and tawadu Allah Rabbul Izzah Rasulullah had. And because of this level of tawadu he had, there's no one greater than him. There's no one greater than the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever to have come in this earth. So the lesson of the 8th juz of the Quran is, stay humble. Don't have pride. Don't think of yourself as something. At the end of the day, our a'mal will determine how great we are. At the end of the day, if we are given our book of deeds in our right hand or our left hand, that will determine who we are. At the end of the day, if we are granted entrance into Jannah, that will determine who we are. Coming on to the Sunnah dua of Iftar. I'm guessing some brothers have learnt it. Anyone learnt it? Bismillah.
Zahab al-Zama'u, wabtalat al-Uruku, wasabat
al-Ajru,
inshaAllah.
Perfect. See, at the end of the day, brothers, these are the things that determine who is greater. I can be the biggest millionaire in the whole of Orlando, but if he knows this dua and he's acting upon it and I'm not acting upon it, I've lost out. Rasulullah said, ذهب الظمأ. Learn this dua, ذهب الظمأ, the thirst is gone. Even if you can't learn the Arabic, at least say the English and learn it word by word. You can't tell me in one day you can't learn ذهب, the next day you can't learn ظمأ, the next day you can't learn وابتلت, and then the fourth day العروق, وثبت, fifth day الأجر, sixth day, and inshallah we already know it'll take you 6 days if you only learn one word a day. ذهب الظمأ, the thirst is gone, وابتلت العروق, the veins are moistened, وثبت الأجر, and the reward is certain, inshallah, if Allah wills. And the ayah of Surah Al-Mulk,
إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور.
If you learn it at the end of the day, brothers, it's going to benefit you. No one else is going to benefit. You'll benefit, your family will benefit, your loved ones, dear ones will benefit. No one else is going to benefit. We need to build that creation, that realization within us that I need to do something for my deen. I guarantee if someone told us, I can take a qasam sitting in the house of Allah, if someone told us, my brother, if you learn this dua, you're going to get $50,000. Wallahi, people would learn it in one night. As quick as they can, and they'll come and read the whole surah to you, brother, where's my 50,000? Allah is, Rasulullah said, you'll be saved from the punishment of the grave. Can $50,000 save you from the punishment of the grave? Can $50,000 pay off and bribe the angels of the grave? But yet for $50,000 we'll do it. To be saved and protected from the grave, no, brother, I'll take care of that. I got iman of Umar. I'm going to tell the angel of the grave that, you know what, my Rabb is Allah, who's your Rabb? No, my brother, you're not going to say that. 50,000 is going to come on your tongue. We're like parrots. La ilaha illallah, I know the answers. How merciful is Allah? He told us the questions and the answers. But yet, how many people are going to fail? Ask your question. Ask yourself the question. Am I a slave of Allah or am I a slave of the dunya? Because if you were ready to memorize it for $50,000 and you're not ready to memorize it based off the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there's a problem. And even if you don't memorize it, the hadith in essence says that the person who recites Suratul Mulk every night before they sleep, they will be saved and protected from the adab and the punishment of the grave. The only reason why I'm encouraging you to memorize it is so then sometimes if you're lazy and the Quran is downstairs and you're upstairs in your bedroom, you don't need to make that journey down and that laziness and shaitan won't attack you and you can just read it from the top of your head. And at the end of the day, who doesn't want to have committed some of the kalam and the words of Allah to memory? So we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah, He changed the direction of the heart. For how long are we going to continue running after dunya? Rasulullah said, Ta'isa abdul dinari wa dirham. The man who chases dinar and dirham in this day and age is pound and dollar. The man who chases the pound and dollar is destroyed. Destroyed. But yet we feel the more money we have, the more successful we are. Make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, allow us to love sunnah, follow sunnah, and at least memorize some Quran, any part of Quran. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, subhanAllah, wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.